Let's finish up our study of 14 by looking at how it's impacted three other minority groups in the United States. First, let's look at the women's rights movement and women's struggle for suffrage, for the right to vote. Women do not get their right to vote until the passage of the 19th Amendment in 1919 after World War I. Now, you would think by looking at the 14th Amendment, particularly when the 14th Amendment states that no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, that women would have the right to vote. But for political reasons, after the Civil War, they were skipped over. And there was substantial amount of regret and pain and anger on the part of women suffragettes because they didn't get their right to vote under 14. And so women had to continue their suffragette movements. A lot of you have seen Iron Jawed Angels and the fight that was in Iron Jawed Angels for the right to recognition and the right for the vote, which comes about with the 19th Amendment to the Constitution. There's a scene in the movie that's pretty good where they're sitting around. The girls, there's Alice Paul and Lucy, are in a couple others, are sitting around deciding whether or not during World War I if they should actually go out and protest, because they were afraid if they went out and protest, they would lose the momentum that they had. And they were arguing about this very thing. They were arguing about how blacks had gotten the right to vote with the 15th Amendment and that they were skipped over. Well, the 14th Amendment should have ensured their right to vote, because voting is a privilege of a citizen of the United States and is supposed to be protected under 14. I think the 19th Amendment then, in a way, fulfills, when women do get the right to vote in 1919, I think it does fulfill the promises of the 14th Amendment to women. And so in that respect, I think the 14th Amendment does affect a woman's right to vote.